Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
How are you doing, Mark?
Doing great.
We're going to talk today about prevention and cardiovascular disease. Specifically, you've picked a poem that talks about N3 fatty acids. By way of a little bit of background, because we could talk forever about fatty acids, and I think it goes back to some ecologic studies that found a low rates of coronary artery disease in Greenland amongst, I'm probably going to be politically incorrect, but Greenland amongst the Eskimos, which are probably no longer called Eskimos or Native Greenlandans or whatever they're called, but they consumed huge amounts of seafood and they were found to have low coronary heart disease and lots of attention focused on what might contribute to that. Is it genes? Is it diet, et cetera? Subsequent animal studies and observational studies and clinical trials have examined the health effects of seafood consumption and identified a bunch of things, but one of them were these long-chain N3 polyunsaturated fatty acids, many of them in fish oil. They have been thought to be a major contributor to the protective effect of coronary artery disease. There have also been other diseases that have been linked to these N3 polyunsaturated fatty acids. Some people have suggested cognitive decline and dementia could be prevented, depression and other neuropsychiatric disorders, and even asthma and other inflammatory diseases. You've chosen a study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, 2013, volume 368, starting on page 1800. It asks the question, does supplementation with N3 fatty acids really prevent cardiovascular events in high-risk patients? Mark, what did this randomized control trial find?
Yeah, there's been so much enthusiasm for these N3 fatty acids, these omega oils, and dozens and dozens of studies, many of them, as you said, observational or ecologic. And, and who knows why there are lots of possible explanations. Maybe people in Greenland in that population didn't live long enough. They were being eaten by polar bears and they didn't live long enough to develop heart disease. Who knows? But in any case, this was one of the best designed studies to date to really answer this question. In high-risk patients, do you have a benefit from using omega-3 fatty acids? So they took over 12,000 patients. They all had either known heart disease or at least four risk factors or diabetes plus another one of these risk factors. And they were usual things like over 65, male, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, smoking, obesity, family history. And they excluded anyone who was pregnant because initial MI was one of their outcomes. They excluded people who had a previous MI or who were otherwise not expected to live very long. And so they just randomly assigned them to get a capsule containing a gram of these N3 fatty acids or a placebo capsule which contained olive oil. The average age was 64 years, about 60% were men, and only about a third ordinarily ate fish two or more times a week. So this was a group that wasn't like they were already following this diet. So the groups were similar. After 5 years, they looked at these a primary combined outcome of either death, non-fatal MI, or non-fatal stroke. And there was essentially no difference between the groups, 11.7 versus 11.9%, so absolutely no difference. When they did it, so that was the intention to treat analysis, when they looked at only those people who were adherent and who they could follow up for the entire study, which is called a per-protocol analysis, they still found that that was true for sudden cardiac death, cardiovascular death, hospitalization, MI, stroke. When they parsed it and looked at a couple of subgroups, they did see a very small benefit in terms of reducing hospitalizations for heart failure by about 0.8%. And then it was kind of a borderline significant reduction in death or first hospitalization in women, but not in men. The caveat here is, those were two borderline significant findings out of about 25 comparisons, which is what you would expect by chance. So I wouldn't read much into that. And the conclusion of the authors, and I agree, is that there's really no evidence that N3 fatty acids prevent cardiovascular events or death in high-risk older adults. The one thing I wondered about as I read this study was that the placebo group was getting olive oil. And, you know, that's a component of a Mediterranean diet. Perhaps it wasn't a true placebo. It might have had some beneficial effect. And if it did, then that would have dampened any potential benefit of the omega-3 oils.
Yeah, I guess you could argue, if you were a devout N3 fatty acid fan, you could say, well, maybe the disease process is too far along and they didn't start early enough. They should have started when these people were in their 20s or 30s. The other argument is maybe 5 years isn't long enough. Maybe, you know, you need to, you know, follow these for 10 or 15 years. On the other side, you know, it is a high-risk group of people. There's a huge, huge sample size, and it's certainly not very encouraging in terms of putting patients who have these high-risk factors on N3 fatty acids. I guess it can't hurt, but it certainly didn't look like it helped.
Yeah, you know, if you like seafood and fish, by all means, keep eating it. And, you know, there's no harm. It's certainly no worse than olive oil. And at the same time, a lot of people don't like some of the side effects of these omega-3 oil tablets in terms of the, you know, sort of what it does to your breath, and will get a little burpy after taking it sometimes. So certainly no reason to jump at this. And regarding the issue of, well, they could have, these were too high risk, you know, every other cardiovascular preventive intervention like statins and aspirin, you get more benefit in the highest risk groups. So I don't quite buy that. That seems pretty unlikely.
I wonder if the whales and the sharks of the ocean, if they get burpy and bad breath. also, the fish lobby, the lobby made up of fish of the world, are probably very eager to put this issue to rest so people will stop with the N3 fatty acid. Interesting study, Mark. Thanks, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.